Triassa to tackle trash tires, June 28, 2023. There are currently no up-to-date statistics regarding waste tire accumulation in South Africa. The Waste Bureau took over waste tire distribution management following the demise of the Recycling and Economic Development Initiative of South Africa, RDISA. According to the Bureau, South Africa generated approximately 300,000 tons of waste tire material in 2018-19. The launch of the Tire Recycling Industry Association of South Africa, TRIASA, the country's first independent industry body, comes at a critical time for the local economy and the environment. So says Dr. Moran Zarabini, one of the body's founder members and CEO of Hammersdale, KZN-based truck tire recycling operation, Mate Group. Used tires pose a number of health and environmental risks, but the road towards their efficient repurposing has been rocky in South Africa. RDISA was established in 2013 with the primary goal of creating an environmentally friendly waste tire management solution. Unfortunately, it was suspended in 2017 following allegations of mismanagement, corruption, and financial irregularities. Minimal recycling has occurred since then. However, Zarabini is confident that TRIASA, as a registered stakeholder in the lead-up to the imminent finalization of the Section 29 Integrated Waste Tire Plan, can make an important contribution to this new strategy. This involves not only helping to whittle away the ever-growing stockpile of waste tires, but also creating entrepreneurial, manufacturing, and employment opportunities. Our aim is to unite the different elements of tire recycling in South Africa and to provide a forum for discussion, knowledge exchange, and collaboration on pressing issues within the industry. Our priority as TRIASA is to foster the growth of the tire recycling industry, promoting a circular economy and reducing South Africa's dependency on imported rubber, says Zarabini. He adds that TRIASA's primary objectives are threefold: encouraging green public procurement and supporting the circular economy by promoting the use of recycled tire material, RTM, in applications such as road resurfacing, construction, and infrastructure projects, stimulating the use of recycled content in new products so as to replace imported rubber, supporting research in tire recycling. This would foster innovation in end-market applications for RTMs to expand their potential use and create new opportunities within the industry. Zarabini emphasizes that the disposal of waste tires is an international challenge. In 2021, global tire production was estimated to be 1.9 billion units. This included tires for on- and off-road vehicles and equipment. The rule of thumb to estimate potential tire arisings is 1-for-1, for each tire placed on the market, as original or replacement equipment, one tire will reach the end of its road life. From then, it will be defined as waste, he explains. The global tire waste pile also includes rejects. In 2021, the 27 EU member states permanently removed about 4.213 million tons of tires from passenger cars, utility vehicles, trucks, and off-road vehicles. This represented an increase of 300,000 tons in relation to 2019. There are comparable quantities in other regions, including the Americas, Asia, Australia, and the Middle East. Waste tire statistics in South Africa are difficult to come by, however, posing a challenge for those devising a waste tire plan. Although some role players provide accurate data, others have almost no record-keeping systems. Zarabini points out that this illustrates the need for a national audit on waste tires in South Africa. An estimate, based on confirmed data by the Waste Bureau, suggests that an average of 13 million tires, weighing 300,000 tons, are sold in South Africa each year through a network of between 1,400 and 2,000 dealerships. Passenger vehicle tires, including SUV, 4x4, and light truck radial tires, contribute an estimated 89% of the total, with commercial vehicle tires making up the other 11%. Applying an 18 to 20% reduction in weight between new and waste tires results in an estimated 240,000 to 250,000 tons of end-of-life tires per year in South Africa. The majority of these are returned to dealerships and fitment centers when new tires are fitted. An estimated off-road waste tire stream of 20,000 tons per annum was added to derive a total estimated annual flow of waste tires in South Africa ranging from 250,000 to 300,000 tons. Updated industry data suggests that 206,272 tons of waste tires were generated in 2021. The latest available government statistics estimate that in 2018-19 just 54,460 tons of waste tires were reprocessed. Nevertheless, there are those who are doing their part to fight the good fight against waste tires. As one of South Africa's only remaining tire recycling operations, Mate Group is not only dedicated to reducing the burgeoning number of waste tires piling up, but also to developing innovative products that can contribute to the growth of the green economy and the creation of jobs. The group processes around 700 radial truck tires per day and has increased capacity to the point where it produces around 25 to 30 tons of rubber crumb per day. The upcoming commissioning of a new plant is expected to increase this to 45 tons, or 1,000 tires, per day. We process only radial truck tires at our facility. Our clients prefer ground tire rubber derived from radial truck tires due to the higher percentage of natural rubber content. Passenger tires provide an additional waste stream, fiber, which has a very limited reuse in South Africa, unlike the EU, which has developed novel ways of utilizing this waste in concrete applications, says Zarabini. While Mate Group repurposes radial truck tires into rubber crumb, Van Dyke, another pioneering company of which Zarabini is CEO, transforms this raw material into value-added products such as flooring and paving for gyms, fitness areas, and playgrounds, as well as ballistic tiles, acoustic underlays, and livestock mats. A large portion of these products is exported along with rubber crumb. In order to streamline our operations, Van Dyke relocated existing machinery from its old Durban factory to Hammersdale, and commissioned additional plants, enhancing overall output. This strategic move ensures that the Hammersdale facility is fully vertically integrated, combining molding and recycling processes under one roof, Zarabini explains. Our current position provides ample opportunity for scaling our business. The new investments are set to more than double our output, maximizing the use of rubber crumb generated by Mate Group for both internal and external purposes, he continues. As we face an increasing demand for recycled rubber, our next phase of investment will focus on augmenting our recycling capacity. A further investment has been in solar energy. The installation of 1,580-kilowatt solar panels on the three roofs of the Hammersdale facility enables the company to use renewable energy for more than half of its operational requirements. This is a first for South Africa's tire recycling industry. This has been a very proactive way of tackling the energy crisis, says Zarabini. We are a sustainable company, so it makes sense that we use energy sustainably as well.